Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. It is Thursday, October 1st, 2009. I'm Jason Burma, sitting in for Alex Jones. But we are immediately going to Alex Jones in Hardin, Montana, at the scene of the FEMA camp. Alex.
Yes, Jason, I am here, and I'm just a few blocks away from the FEMA camp in Hardin, Montana. It is confirmed that Homeland Security is looking at making this the main Guantanamo Bay West, as CNN has called it. There are so many angles and facets to this story. We've now had a chance to talk to locals who actually have homes that border the $27 million facility that was built 2 years ago, and it's very secret, very secretive. Who owns it, who runs it, who's leasing it? I've talked to locals. They say that the Germans that are here, the Serbs that are here, the Brits that are here, and other Eastern Europeans that are here at the facility will talk to no one and will not say why they're here. But I talked to some locals who have a home literally bordering the camp because it's right off downtown, some of the historic Victorian homes here, and they said that they know this Mr. Hilton, who goes by Michael Hilton. The Billings Gazette is reporting yesterday and today that Hilton has three different aliases and is actually from Montenegro in the Balkans in Serbia. They, of course, really freaked people out last week when they started having black SUVs patrol down the city of Hardin that said Hardin Police Force, National Police Force. And here is the Billings Gazette in front of me today, the actual newspaper. American Police Force official Hilton has history of legal trouble. California man pleads guilty to 14 felonies in 1993, used several aliases, grand theft auto, attempted grand theft auto, fraudulent construction deals, pleading guilty to just all sorts of crimes in Orange County. Orange County court records show his real name is not Hilton. He has Muslim surnames, Serb surnames, very, very shadowy character, hooked up with Homeland Security. We've confirmed with locals that there are constant black SUVs, constant black Humvees, as we've had calls in the last few days on air about, that Black Hawk helicopters have been hovering in and around town for the last year, landing and taking off near the base. It is literally spook central here, ladies and gentlemen. So here's what we know. In the last year, a very secretive organization known as American Police Force that claims it can land a battalion of special forces troops within 24 hours anywhere in the world has arrived with Homeland Security vehicles as well. And they have taken over the $27 million facility that was built 2 years ago and never held prisoners. We also talked to locals and said there's a British architect here that's also admitted by the group. They're planning on expanding the camp, and they say it's going to be a mercenary training center, a, quote, contractor combat troop training center for at least 5,000 troops. They say in the next month, quote, everything will be made public, and that thousands of personnel are going to be arriving here. They have hundreds of personnel right now here in the town. There's this shadowy Two Rivers Development Corporation that's basically running the town of Hardin, the poorest town, around 4,000 people, the poorest town in Montana listed by the state. The state has been trying to find out for years what's going on out here, but because it borders, part of the town is on the pro-Indian reservation, the other half isn't, so it's kind of a no-man's land here. So just very, very bizarre situation that we're going to be covering. I'm going to go over to the camp and start asking more questions of city officials in the next 2 hours. And then in the third hour of the radio show today, I'll be on air with you. Mr. Hollingsworth, who's given us some great reports from here in Montana.
Back after this with Alex Jones.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQ. AirAndAqua.com or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit acolablue.com. Acolablue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Acola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Acola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We are back. It's the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burmes sitting in. We're going to be going over the latest vaccination news, including the military losing yet another battle against mandatory anthrax vaccinations. But right now, we go back to Alex Jones in Hardin, Montana, at the scene of the FEMA camp.
Absolutely. I am in occupied Montana, occupied by a shadowy mercenary organization out of Serbia that is confirmed now in the Billings Gazette in 2 separate articles, one yesterday, now one today on Thursday, October 1st, 2009. We are live. Headline in the Billings Gazette, top story, American Police Force official Hilton has history of legal trouble. Just to correct myself, it's not Grand Theft Auto. It's pleading guilty to grand theft and attempted grand theft, period, and diverting construction funds. That looks like that's his specialty, is getting into contracts and then running scams there. He's pled guilty to 14 felonies. In 1993, he uses at least 3 different aliases. Burmes, give us his reported real name from Serbia.
Well, they're saying he's got 2 aliases with the last surname Dokovic, which would lead me to believe that that's probably his real name. They don't really tell you what his actual name is. The 2 aliases with Dokovic are Miodrag and Medrag Ilya. So obviously this guy's a foreigner. I mean, it's unbelievable we have private mercenaries on the street headed up by a foreign mercenary who has pleaded guilty to over 14 felonies, Alex.
Now, I want to be clear. I don't want to give away our sources, but there's quite a few hotels right around the FEMA camp. So I went in this morning and questioned, been doing some gumshoe, shoe leather work here, detective work. And President point blank said, I'm Alex Jones from Austin, Texas. We're doing a story on the detention center. And they would start talking and saying, yes, they all stay here. There is an old Serb man who only goes by Chetar. He is the father of Mr. Hilton. We don't know why their two names are different. I said, who else is with him? And they said, Germans. They said, Eastern Europeans. They said, Brits. And I said, how many? And just hundreds and hundreds of paramilitary soldiers. They're very secretive. They tend to pay with cash and won't even tell people their last names. So I figured if they were trying to get control of this facility in the last year, they would have been staying in hotels in downtown right off the facility. We were correct. We know we're going to get turned around at the door at the local city and county seat. We're still going to go there. We're going to go talk to this spokeswoman who worked for the Billings Gazette for 19 years and suddenly been hired by American Police Force. A lot of people have pointed out the double-head eagle is the Serb symbol. We also knew it was the Illuminati symbol and also the Russian Republic symbol. But we confirmed that it is the Serb coat of arms. They're using it because this is Serb-run. Paul Watson has done some detective work confirming what other researchers have said in the last few days. This is connected to Blackwater and other shadowy groups. It appears this is a cutout or a smokescreen or a front group for a larger organization. We've confirmed Homeland Security has been in town, black SUVs, black Humvees, bizarre military drills in people's property, Black Hawk helicopters. We talked to locals that said, yeah, I'll be out picking flowers in the field. I guess that's what locals do around here, and a helicopter will come hover right over them. One person was said that they were out hunting dinosaur bones. There's a lot of those dinosaur fossils. And the Black Hawk helicopter came and hovered right over them and basically ran them off. So this whole place is just crawling with spooks. This is a major test operation, and we have confirmed what Michael Hollingsworth was saying yesterday on the show, that American Police Force is trying to set up facilities in multiple states, including California, Texas, Michigan, and other areas. So we've confirmed that, A, Homeland Security is looking at this site for a FEMA center, that, B, shadowy merc groups have run what are known as black sites, but not just black sites, ghost sites. The black site is a secret clandestine site. A ghost site is a black site where they hold detainees. There is a 98% probability, in my estimation, that this is a ghost site being prepared, but because they've been so secretive and act so bizarre, and because the CIA and others have used this cutout group, they always use former criminals, they always use hardcore mercs. This fits every MO, every checklist. We have absolutely hit the mother load here. This is a confirmed FEMA camp being set up in Hardin, Montana. They admit they assessed it and chose it because the economy is collapsing, one of the poorest communities in the United States here. I'm looking at poor Native Indians wandering, Native Americans wandering around the streets. I'm looking at bag ladies. I'm also looking at cowboys, people going into grocery stores right now. I am here just witnessing a really depressed economy in Montana, Hardin, Montana, that is being taken over. Captain Michael Hilton is a Serb national. Greg Smith is the former head of Two Rivers, who was removed for some reason. Now his wife, Carrie Smith, is running for mayor. It looks like she's going to win right now, so they're really taking over the town. They've also made statements to the news media and others that we don't care what the town wants or what people say now. We've got the lease. This is it. It's ours. We paid $2.5 million. This $27 million facility paid for by the taxpayers of the county, Bighorn, that we're in. We're trying to talk to the Bighorn Sheriff's Department about this as well. The acting director is also the school board superintendent, Al Peterson. He's the acting director of the Two Rivers Authority. So you just got these classic authorities, like a third world country, just coming in, taking over the town, taking over the county. They won't say where the money's coming from. They won't say why suddenly black SUVs, black Mercedes SUVs showed up with the Serb insignia, the double-headed eagle beside it, hardened police. We're going to go talk to locals about them pulling people over. It was sleeting and raining last night at 10:30 when we arrived after flying in on a turboprop aircraft landing on the Mesa top where they have the Billings Airport. We drove out here through Custard, the town of Custard. This is where the Battle of the Little Bighorn happened. Came into the town last night, and it was raining so hard we should have stopped and done it, but it appeared when I looked at the crest that it said Hardin Police. There is no Hardin Police. to replace it and come back. So I'm going to look around for this police vehicle that I saw. Again, it was just raining and sleeting so hard, and I was wearing just a regular shirt. I had to go get changed and come back. By the time we did, they were gone. Again, the weather report said it was going to be 60 here. It was about 35, and just absolutely bone-chilling with 40-mile-an-hour winds. When we were out here, we almost ran into some elk driving, so thanks for everybody's prayers. We narrowly missed elk jumping out in front of us on the little lonely road. You may drive 10 miles before you see a house out here. And so you hit the town of Hardin. It's a pretty big-sized town. There's some mining operations going on here in the town. There's a granary running here in the town. As we drove in at night with the smokestacks running. So just very, very surreal here in the town of Hardin. But Jason Burmis, you've heard my basic breakdown on this coming up in about 2 hours. We're going to be a full report with Steve Quayle coming up in about an hour. We're going to have Michael Hollingsworth, who I found to be absolutely dead on with his analysis. We'll hook up with him later today. But Jason Burmis, give me your take on what you've heard me break down here.
Well, I think it's just unbelievable, and this is the top story over at PrisonPlanet.com right now. Exposed, American Police Force is a Blackwater front group. APF scrambles to delete webpage admitting it runs Blackwater-controlled U.S. training center, provided proving the two organizations are one in the same. I never thought I would see the day, Alex, where they're not only setting up FEMA camps, but they're doing so with a privatized military force as notorious as Blackwater and just telling people it doesn't exist.
Well, absolutely. And remember, Blackwater became Blackwater Worldwide 3 years ago. Then it became XG because their old name, with the murder charges, the hit charges, the rape charges against their own people and children coming out in federal court, they moved offshore. But they are opening a training center in Southern California. They're opening others. And remember, we need Watson to get on this because I just remembered this. They were hiring Eastern European, Serb, Czech Republic, Mertz as their main force now, and I remember them hiring Brazilian and Argentinian. Some of the Pinochet's old commandos got hired with entire squads, in some cases up to brigade strength. I remember that report a year ago. We need to pull those up and put that in. So this is Blackwater's classic MO. They have a lot of subsidiaries. And remember, ladies and gentlemen, Blackwater's now in federal court for murdering people that got in the way of their contracts. There's been a lot of mercenary groups killing people en masse and even military investigators in Iraq. I'm not trying to scare people, but this I didn't think this was too dangerous of a mission. Now I'm beginning to realize we're dealing with hardcore felons here in a Blackwater cutout, it appears. This is very dangerous. We need everybody's prayers on this here. We're about to go in and start asking questions and start going up and demanding to speak with some of these people and to get them on the record. So I'm going to let you get back to what you're doing, covering all the flu, opening the phones up, Michael Hollingsworth coming up, Steve Quayle coming up, and in 1 hour and 40 minutes, I will be giving you the latest report, maybe about 1 hour 45 and 1 hour 50, a little bit into the third hour today. Continual reporting from the front lines of the info war in occupied Hardin, Montana, with a black site, ghost site FEMA camp operated by Blackwater Cutouts, run by Serb and other Eastern European merc groups, along with British and Germans. I'm Alex Jones, signing off.
Thank you so much, Alex, and stay safe. And, you know, we always told people that they would blow out the economy first. They would go after the most economically depressed areas and move these FEMA camps in. And notice it's in a rural area where the mainstream media will not pick up on it except for the locals. You'll probably see this 2 weeks, maybe a month down the line because of the coverage that InfoWars is giving you on it. But think about it, folks. We now have confirmation that the man that's heading this up is a multiple felon. And that's not Jason Burmis. That's BillingsGazette.com. We're going to read the article on the other side and so much more. Alex Jones needs your prayers, needs your support. He'll be back in about 90 minutes to give us an update. It's the Alex Jones Show, PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
If you're looking for a company that will meet and exceed your water purification needs, you need to visit PureWaterFreedom.com. If you're concerned about contaminants in your water, such as fluoride, chlorine, pharmaceutical drugs, arsenic, and even iron or rust, PureWaterFreedom.com has a water purification system perfect for your home or office. PureWaterFreedom.com carries state-of-the-art water filters for every application, including countertop, under-sink, shower and bath, whole house, ultraviolet sterilizers, fluoride filters, and reverse osmosis systems that remove fluoride and pharmaceutical drugs, and much more. Installation takes moments, so you'll be enjoying crisp, clean, satisfying water in no time. Not sure which water purification system will work best for you? Log on or call today to speak with a water purification specialist. Call 1-866-757-7644. That's 1-866-757-7644. Or visit purewaterfreedom.com. Purewaterfreedom.com. The best filtered water in the world.
It's the Alex Jones Show. Alex in the trenches in Hardin, Montana, at the confirmed privatized FEMA camp. And again, we always warned you they'd blow the economy out first. There would be turmoil in the United States. And then in the background, they'd set up these nice little FEMA camps where you're going to be encouraged to go. And yes, they're going to take over the police force. And by the way, they're not going to be actual law enforcement. They'll be former military intelligence and former analysts. And by the way, they won't be from this country. And they'll be headed up by foreigners. And people thought that this was so nightmarish, so outlandish, that it could never occur. Yet it's happening in this country today. Today. It is a reality. And we're going to read this out of the BillingsGazette.com. More analysis over at PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com right now. The headline is, APF, American Police Force Head Hilton, has history of legal trouble. And that's putting it lightly. That headline is about as softball as it gets when you start reading this article. I'm just going to read you a few different subsections here. Public records from police and state and federal courts in California show that Michael Anthony Hilton, using that name and more than a dozen aliases over several years. Forget about three or four aliases. Try a dozen. A dozen aliases over several years is cited in multiple criminal, civil, and bankruptcy cases, and was sentenced in 1993 to 2 years in the state penitentiary of California. And if he got convicted and brought up on dozens of charges, think about what he's gotten away with. This is a hardened criminal, folks, and obviously a very connected hardened criminal, or he wouldn't be in the position that he is today. Hilton pleaded guilty in March of 93 to 14 separate felonies, including 10 counts of grand theft, one count of attempted grand theft, and three counts of diversion of construction funds, according to the Orange County court records. He was sentenced to 2 years in prison, but it is unclear how much time he served. You see, when you know people, there's some backdoor shenanigans that can get you out of screwing people out of money. Because obviously this guy works for the military-industrial complex. He wouldn't be heading up what seems to be a black waterfront in Hardin, Montana, as we speak, if he didn't have those type of connections. Court records in the case list the real name as Michael Hilton, but they also include the aliases Midrag Ilya Dakovich, and Michael Milo Drag. Hilton, who speaks heavily accented English, has told reporters that he is a naturalized U.S. citizen originally from Montenegro, a country bordering Serbia, and once part of the former Republic of Yugoslavia. Court documents in this case allege that Hilton and others solicited investments of hundreds of thousands of dollars from the plaintiff for the creation of a collectible Super Bowl commemorative coin. So this guy's a scam artist and a hardened criminal. And again, this is the Billings Gazette. This is the local newspaper. How much longer until the media begins to report on this? Where are you? We are in a desperate situation for this to become exposed. In a time of mandatory vaccinations across the country, and they are mandatory, folks. We're going to get to that in just a moment. We're going to go over Abilene, Texas. The school system wants all of their kindergartners to seventh graders to take the shot. And now they're saying, well, there's a couple exceptions, and maybe we'll let these kids back into school. Maybe you'll let them back into school. Maybe you shouldn't have tried to forcibly inoculate them. And across the country, workers are saying, no, I don't want to take this. Yes, I work in a hospital, but there's no reason that I should have to take this swine flu vaccine. Again, it's not really swine flu. It's three different types of flu. You have the H1N1, which is the pig flu, the virus. Then you have the H5N1, which is the bird flu, which is part of that as well. And then you have the human flu virus, that this is all mixed together. And they're saying, no, 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 and you're only seeing local stories about it. Because, again, Barack Obama gets up on the television and he says, no, we're not going to do any mandatory vaccinations. It is literally out of 1984. It is Orwellian doublespeak. They are doing it across the country. And big ups to the people in Albany that are fighting this and saying no and trying to expose the fact that there is no need to take this vaccination. Meanwhile, our country just tumbles into communism. It's the 60th anniversary of Mao, and of course they're having parades in China. He's such a great leader. But what really disturbs me is that the Empire State Building in New York City was lit up with Chinese colors. Does this tell you that we are moving towards a dictatorship, towards globalization, towards a quote-unquote one world order? You know, if you said this 5 years ago, you're a conspiracy theorist. If you say it now, you can type it into Google, you hit the news button, and all of a sudden there are dozens of stories daily about how the G20 is ringing in a new world order, or how Chavez wants to work with Barack Obama towards a new world order. These are the headlines of the mainstream media today. We'll be back after this, covering all the latest vaccination news, and of course, Hardin, Montana with Alex Jones. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burmis sitting in. All the latest over at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you constantly tired, have a hard time concentrating, experience muscle weakness, or have problems with digestion? The solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body. Liquid Zeolite, available only at RestoreYourHealthNow.com, captures toxins and physically carries them out of your body. This safe and effective way of detoxifying can easily remove heavy metals and contaminants. Studies show that Liquid Zeolite captures triggering antigens, which cause allergies, migraines, and asthma, decreasing the rate and severity of these symptoms. Liquid Zeolite is a tasteless and odorless liquid that, when taken daily, supports a healthy, happy, and active lifestyle in an increasingly toxic world. And Liquid Zeolite is so gentle that you won't even know you're taking it. Although your list of ailments may be endless, the solution is simple. Try Liquid Zeolite for yourself by visiting RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Or call 1-800-976-0025. That's 1-800-976-0025 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging.
Yeah,
fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Food security from eFoods Direct, the most valuable protection your family can have. It's a scary world we live in. Schools closed, businesses shut down, and reports of death, all from the swine flu. We've had more bank failures this year than the previous 10 years combined. And money will soon be more valuable as toilet paper due to the nation's $12 trillion debt, which is why gold is now over $1,000 an ounce. According to the Atlanta Fed chief, unemployment is actually 16%. And the solution for every one of these threats to your family is food security from eFoods Direct. Call 1-800-409-5633 or visit eFoodsDirect.com. Food security for your family from the new Nutraversal Foods from eFoods Direct. Just add water, and in minutes your family will enjoy gourmet restaurant taste, health food quality ingredients, and a guaranteed 10-year shelf life. Food security from eFoods Direct. The most valuable protection your family can have, even more valuable than gold. Visit eFoodsDirect.com or call
1-800-409-5633. Before we go to your calls, we're going to be going to your calls all through this segment. And we get into the H1N1 vaccine. I want to read this story out of Global Security Newswire. Federal court backs Pentagon anthrax vaccination program. Remember, they tried to have mandatory vaccinations based on the anthrax attacks shortly after 9/11. So many people refused. The police officers, the firefighters, the health workers said, no, I'm not taking this. And they had to back off. But they're now backing off now. Eight U.S. Defense Department personnel have lost another round in their legal fight against mandatory anthrax vaccinations, the Associated Press reported yesterday. The U.S. Court of Appeals in Washington declined to overturn a lower court's move to dismiss a lawsuit claiming that the Food and Drug Administration had wrongfully found that an existing vaccine would provide adequate protection from inhaled anthrax bacteria. We are presented with a scientific judgment by the FDA to which we owe considerable deference, the court said, saying that the plaintiffs had failed to show that the vaccine was not effective. You see how this works? They're putting it on eight military personnel to prove that the vaccine doesn't work. They're not putting it on behest of the FDA to prove that it does work. They're saying, prove it doesn't work. And that's how things go along. Slowly, incrementally. And that's why we're going to have mandatory vaccinations within this week, by the way. This story came out, I believe, 2 days ago. For the military, regarding the swine flu. Let's read this one. This is Associated Press. U.S. military troops will begin getting required swine flu shots in the next week to 10 days, with active duty forces deploying to war zones and other critical areas going to the front of the vaccine line, a top military commander said Tuesday. Air Force General Gene Rorant also told the Associated Press that as many as 400 troops are ready to go to five regional headquarters across the country to assist federal health and emergency management officials if needed as the flu season heats up. The Pentagon has bought 2.7 million vaccines, and 1.4 million of those will go to active duty military. Let's stop right there. The United States population around 300 million. 1.4 million military personnel about to take the vaccine. That's roughly one in every 275 people. That does not include non-military personnel. That does not include the children now being vaccinated at their schools, which are now makeshift mass vaccination centers, where they also expect to get the parents, the friends, and the family of these students. National Guard troops on active duty are also required to receive the vaccine, as are civilian Defense Department employees who are in critical jobs. Let me repeat that. That's not just active Army, active Marines, active Navy. No, the National Guard are going to be required to take this shot as well as Defense Department personnel. As a result, the military is expected to provide health officials with an early assessment of the vaccine. Oh, yeah, they're going to give out an early assessment. Folks, the media is doing everything they can to try to cover up the young girl who died of a Gardasil shot this week. That young girl died 2 hours after taking the shot. And you know what the headline is over in the UK, over at The Guardian, over at The Telegraph? They're now trying to tell people that she magically died from a malignant tumor in her chest. Now, even if it's true that she had a malignant tumor in her chest, the chances of her dying from that tumor 2 hours after taking a Gardasil shot are beyond belief. But that doesn't stop the hype in the United States. First of all, the United States barely reported on it. You didn't see it on Fox News. You didn't see it on MSNBC. You did see it on The Guardian, The Telegraph, Sky News over in the UK. You first saw it when U.S. News and World Report did a hit piece saying, oh, no, it couldn't be the shot. And remember, the Associated Press and Reuters prepared you for this by saying that the swine flu shot was going to be blamed on all sorts of abnormal deaths and conditions. But it won't actually be the shot. It will be overly paranoid people. Folks, in 1976, when they did this to people, what happened? People died. People got Guillain-Barré, made them quadriplegics. They lost muscle motion in their mouths. Permanent damage. They were in leg braces the rest of their life. They lost lawsuits. But it doesn't matter that George Wallace in 60 Minutes reported on it in 1979. We'll just repeat history. It doesn't matter that Gerald Ford read the same script that Barack Obama and his administration is currently reading. It still flies on. It still moves forward. It's just disgusting. Again, military to get mandatory swine flu shots soon. And they're not stopping at the swine flu. They're going to try to give them the anthrax shot as well. And before we get into Albany and their courageous effort to stop the shot, saying, no, we're not going to take it. We're health workers. We know this isn't good. Fewer face lockout for failing to get vaccination. This is out of ReporterNews.com in Abilene, Texas. As hours passed Wednesday, the number of kindergartners, these are five-year-old children. Their brains aren't even fully developed yet. Five-year-olds. The number of kindergartners and seventh graders in Abilene Independent School District and Wiley ISD still in need of mandatory vaccinations continue to dwindle. See, they're putting pressure on. Your kid doesn't have it yet. He needs to have it. He can't come back to school until he gets it. Consequently, fewer students faced being turned away at school today for failing to meet new state vaccination guidelines for kindergarten and seventh graders. They put the mandatory language in this article. They openly admit that you're going to be turned away from your school if you don't take the shot right here, but they're saying fewer and fewer of them being turned away because they're taking the shot. The Texas Department of Health had set today as the deadline for students to be in compliance. Students in those grades could be allowed in classroom today. However, if they have received exemptions for medical, religious, and conscientious reasons. So in other words, they're admitting that you really don't have to take the shot, and the mandatory language is only there to spook you out and try to force you into taking this vaccination. Roughly 250 AISD students in those grades, down from more than 400 on Friday. See, they spooked another 150 students out within a week by saying it's mandatory. You need it. You can't come back to school. And 30 Wiley ISD students in the two grades, down from 45, there's another 15, so 165 more children were forced to take the poison, lacked the appropriate vaccinations as of late Wednesday afternoon. The students will not, the students will not be allowed back into school until their records are up to date, said Charles Perkins, AISD's associate superintendent for support service. Charles Perkins needs a few emails and phone calls, folks. He needs to be let know that we shouldn't be vaccinating the children against something as ridiculous, as hyped up, as non-lethal as the swine flu. And I'm seeing more and more deaths, but as every single time, I believe a 14-year-old died of, quote-unquote, the swine flu. And then you find out that this 14-year-old had chronic conditions throughout the past few months and years. That's what always happens. It always seems to have, you know, they have gout. They have a chronic heart condition. But what do? The headline is death from swine flu. Death from swine flu. That's the hype. The military-industrial complex is making money hand over fist on this. They're running a psychological operation on the entire populace, as well as a eugenics operation. Talk about killing two birds with one stone. They're killing three birds with one stone with that one. Parents of students without proper immunizations in Abilene ISD and Wiley ISD will be called if the students arrive at school unattended. Wiley Superintendent Joey Light said students absent proper immunizations will be required to wait for their parents in the library. In Abilene ISD, Perkins said students likely will wait in the school clinic. See, they're going to put them in a room. They're going to hype it up again. They're going to tell the parents how bad they are. Before the parents get there, they're going to say, well, you know, if your mom and dad would just wise up and you just took the shot, you could go back to class, Joey. You could go see your friends, Jimmy. You hear that, Jennifer? Don't you want to eat lunch? Students will be allowed to make up missed assignments, Abilene ISD and Wiley ISD, Light and Perkins said. At this time, AISD is considering this as an excused absence. They will not be allowed, or they will be allowed to make up their work if they have assignments. They could certainly work on them at home. If the individual case becomes extended, campuses would handle this as they would any absence. So in other words, it won't be excused at some point. One potential problem for students without required immunizations, Perkins said, is a Texas Education Agency prohibition against missing 10 school days during a semester and not receiving credit because of it. So they're also saying, look, if you're gone more than 10 days, there's a chance you're going to have to repeat the grade. Take the shot. You don't want to have to spend another year in first grade or kindergarten, do you? Take the shot. This is just disgusting, and hopefully we'll be posting it at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv shortly. It goes on and on. But if you think these mandatory vaccinations are a myth, they're all over the local mainstream media. And the national media seems to be silent on this Albany issue. Health workers to state, stick it. Okay, they're having rallies outside of the state capitol in Albany. Formaldehyde, mercury, and squalene may sound like ingredients in some kind of toxic chemistry experiment, but these are actually what can be found in the H1N1 flu vaccine, which should be made available to the public next week. This is off the TroyRecord.com, folks. Again, local mainstream media not afraid to report this, because if you look at it, there are dozens of people out there with signs that say, stop selling the illusion of a pandemic. No mandatory H1N1 flu vaccines. And this is about as hardcore as it gets, starting off with the three most poisonous items in the vaccine, formaldehyde, mercury, and squalene. It is partially because of the presence of those toxins that nearly 500 people rallied in the Capitol Tuesday against the State Department of Health mandating that healthcare workers should be vaccinated for the swine flu by the end of November. If they don't comply, these medical professionals could lose their jobs. I'm worried about what is the vaccination itself, but I'm especially worried that my freedom of choice has been taken away from me, said Andrea Schofield, a nuclear medicine technologist who drove from Rochester to attend the protest. And that's no short drive. That's about 4 hours away. We want a choice, but still be able to keep our jobs. Schofield said that she received a letter last week from Unity Hospital, where she works, which stated that all hospital employees, this is Unity Hospital, in Rochester, folks, had to get the shot or become unemployed. But that's not a mandatory vaccination. Give me a break. But in lieu of this, she said educating the public and healthcare workers on preventing the flu would be a better course of action. At a press conference Tuesday afternoon, just an hour after the conclusion of the rally, with the State Department of Health Commissioner Richard Daines explained that it was up to individual institutions on what would happen with individuals who refused the shot. In other words, not saying you can't fire these people, but giving a wink-wink, of course you're going to fire them if they don't take the shot. This could lead to termination or suspension if the entire medical institution refused to give the vaccination to the state and would do an investigation and determine a plan of correction. Usually about 30 to 50% of healthcare workers voluntarily get the normal seasonal flu vaccine. So 3 to 5 out of 10, and that's a hyped up number. It's probably more like 10% to 30%. 1 out of 10 to 3 out of 10 actually take the regular flu shot. But they have to hype it up. So they have to doctor the numbers and say, oh, well, almost half of them already take the regular flu shot that has thimerosal on it. Again, we've shown you the scans. They always try, oh, mercury-free. And remember, they're trying to push this not only on your school children, the kindergartners to seventh graders we just read about, but pregnant women as well. How disturbed are these people? All right, I said I jumped to calls. Let's take a couple right now before the break. Let's go to Mike in Connecticut, I believe. Mike, you're on the line.
Yeah, how's it going, Jason?
Good.
Yeah, actually, I talked to Alex a couple days ago, and about the swine flu, I live right next to a hospital, UConn Health Center, and I've seen, and I have so many videos, tons and tons of military vehicles coming down to Farmington, a small suburban town, and the UConn Police Department over there has been training with the state police and been training with the National Guard, and they're trying to say, oh, no, it's just precautious in case people start freaking out they can't get the swine flu. Like you say, give me a break. This whole thing is nothing but...
So you're telling me, and this is also happening in Farmington, Connecticut, that there are U.S. military on the streets assisting the police under the guise that people are going to freak out during this pandemic and demand the swine flu shot.
If they're not on the streets, right? You've got health center, and I've seen a lot of military vehicles down there, and neighbors, old people that live here, seeing Chinook and Black Hawk helicopters flying over to Pinnacle Mountain, an old Nike base. They're redoing it to make it an active military base.
Well, we need people out in Farmington, Connecticut to take video and photographs of this, post it on YouTube, and then email it to us at robd@infowars.com and articles@infowars.com so we can immediately post this, because obviously this is going to be going on all around the country, especially now that the vaccine is supposed to be readily available within the week. I thank you for the call, Mike. Let's jump to Rodney in Texas. Rodney, you're on the line.
Hey, Burns, thanks for taking my call. I forgive me if I'm being redundant here, but I had read a story a couple of days ago out of Toronto Globe and Mail about this big scientist up there who submitted a report saying that anybody who took this swine flu shot were 2.5 times likely, more likely, to catch the swine flu. And so a great portion of a lot of the provinces up in Canada are suspending, making it mandatory for people to take the shot because of the controversy that has been stirred up by this report from this scientist from, they said,
Well, I got to tell you, it's not a shock that you would be 2.5 more times more likely to get the swine flu if you take the shot. The Mayo Clinic did a study, I believe it was about 3 to 4 months ago, where they admitted if you took the regular seasonal flu shot that you were 2 to 3 times more likely to actually get the flu. So why would you take these vaccinations if you're more likely to get sick from them? It is unconscionable to me that the mainstream media will not pick this up in this country, and they will continue to beat the drums that you need to take this shot, and if you don't take this shot, you're going to be susceptible to this super deadly virus. People are dying all over from it, Rodney.
And I agree with you. Our mainstream media has said nothing about what's going on up there. Look, more than half of that, two-thirds of that country, they're saying that they're not going to make people take this shot, and mainly because of this report. They're trying to come up with some type of propaganda to try to counteract its report that this scientist submitted. But it's got people up there in Canada absolutely scared, not just the people, but a lot of the authorities, because the report is based on actual facts, which is, you know, it seems like...
Well, all we do here at InfoWars and Prison Planet is report on the actual facts. If we're talking about it, it's somewhere buried in the mainstream consciousness. It's being reported on by the local media. The studies have been done. It's unfortunate that the New York Times won't pick up on it, that the Washington Post refuses to discuss it, that it won't be on Fox News or MSNBC, that CNN Headline News won't touch it. They'll just put Sanjay Gupta up there, CFR member and Bilderberg attendee, and almost a Obama administration appointee. He at the last minute didn't take the job. I believe it was the Surgeon General's position. But he'll tell you all day, you need to take this vaccine. Remember, they were trying to hype up that we needed to take three vaccinations, and then they kind of pulled back and said, you know what? One vaccination might just be enough. We're going to continue to take your calls. Omari, Larry, Chase, Philip, and much more. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burma sitting in. Alex in Hardin, Montana right now, reporting live throughout the program. Go check it out over at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at InfoWars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
This is an emergency alert. Do not take risky vaccinations this fall. I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz, a Harvard-trained public health expert, urging you to go to FluScam.com and learn the secrets behind the current flu, who's behind it, the labs it came from, and the vaccine poisons. Learn why Barack Obama's science czar recommends vaccinations to sterilize people to reduce populations, and why OxySilver is making vaccinations and toxic antibiotics unnecessary. OxySilver is far safer than colloidal silvers. It works so well saving lives and money, protecting you and your family, it has been targeted for elimination by the drug cartel. Learn more about amazing OxySilver and order it online at OxySilver.com. If you call right now, I'll send you a free information kit. Call toll-free 888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Order OxySilver today. This call could save your life.
I hear the train coming. It's rolling around.
Huge breaking news handed to me during the break. We're going to get to that in just a moment. It's the Alex Jones Show. Alex, of course, on the ground getting firsthand intel over in Hardin, Montana at the site of the FEMA camp and the privatized Merck-run squad run by a foreign criminal, according to the Billings Gazette, and now other media outlets picking this up. We're going to get to it in a moment. Got to thank some of our sponsors. They're the people that make this show possible. Silverlungs.com. That's www.silverlungs.com. The Silver Lungs Generator is a highly cost-efficient colloidal silver generator and lung delivery system that produces pure and endless colloidal silver and delivers the solution directly into your blood. Never before has this making this high-quality colloidal silver been this easy and this effective. Go check them out at silverlungs.com. And, of course, our biggest sponsor out there, survivalseedbank.com. In a real crisis, what's the best weapon to have? It's food. And you can get non-heirloom seeds, non-GMO seeds from survivalseedbank.com or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. We're going to go to your calls at the beginning of the next segment. But we talk about how this show is on the cutting edge, how this show talks about the real news, and then the mainstream media is actually forced to pick up on it weeks and months later. Well, it looks like we're ahead of the curve because the Associated Press and USA Today have now picked up on the APF story, and not only the APF story, but this Michael Hilton character. We're going to read this one out of the Associated Press first and then get to this big USA Today story. And, of course, we're going to have stories on this at Prison Planet and InfoWars.com. Michael Hilton showed up to Hardin, Montana last week, presenting himself as an economic savior. The man who would take over the town's $27 million jail, empty since it was built as a development project in 2007. And provide 200 new jobs in the process. He wore a military-style uniform. And as gesture to local law enforcement, offered up the use of three Mercedes SUVs, the black SUVs Alex was just talking about. But the man who styles himself as a military veteran turned private sector entrepreneur and California defense contractor with extensive government contracts also has another image. And that one is provided by public documents and interviews with associates and legal adversaries. The record says that he is a convicted felon with a number of aliases, a string of legal judgments against him, two bankruptcies, and a decades-long reputation for deals gone bad. American Police Force is the company Hilton formed in March to take over Hardin Jail. Privatize security from foreign mercs and an admitted felon. This is unbelievable. Associated Press. It's over at thebostonherald.com right now. American Police Force is the company Hilton formed in March to take over the Hardin Jail. Such schemes you cannot believe, said Joseph Carella, an Orange County, California doctor and co-defendant with Hilton in real estate fraud case that resulted in a civil judgment against Hilton and several others. The guy's brilliant. If he had been able to do honest work, he probably would be a gazillionaire. But this guy's not into honest work. He's into the sleight of hand. He's into getting over on people. He's into control. He's into power. Court documents show Hilton has outstanding judgments against him in three civil cases totaling more than $1.1 million. He's not only a convicted felon, he's a deadbeat who owes over $1 million. As for Hilton's military expertise, including his claim to be advised forces in Iraq and Afghanistan, those interviewed knew of no such feats. Instead, Hilton was described alternately by those who knew him as an arts dealer, a cook, a restaurant owner, a land developer, a loan broker, and a car salesman, always with money-making schemes in the work. Hilton did not return several calls seeking comment. American Police Force attorney Mazi Mazur referred questions to company spokesman Becky Shea. We're going to read more of this on the other side. It's the Alex Jones Show. Jason Burmis sitting in. Live reports from Alex coming up.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.